neighbors happily adopt a cat.
We had presumed it was a stray.
You didn't have a collar on the kitten.
No.
After another neighbor turns it loose.
You took the cat to the vet.
Yes.
And you had the kitten vaccinated.
Right.
And you had the kitten neutered. They took very, very good care of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Much better care than you did. So for that, you should say thank you instead of suing them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Zoe Maselli and her fiancé, 22-year-old Jonathan Versaskis, are suing neighbor Jennifer Engel for vet bills and lost wages as the result of finding her lost cat.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
This is case number 320 on the calendar, the matter of Maselli, Versaskis versus Engel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Or would you take the little girl and move her outside, please?
No problem. Come with me.
First, I have something to say.
Outside.
First, I have something to say. I heard Zoe say that she got my cat out of my
yard.
Could
you please wait outside? Officer Bird's going to take you outside.
Good try.
You folks live relatively close proximity to each other. And Miss Engel, at some point recently, you purchased a kitten for your daughter.
Yes.
And when did you purchase the kitten?
April.
April of 2014?
Yes.
April what of 2014?
14th.
From whom did you purchase it?
A girl I met on Facebook that posted pictures that she was selling them.
How much did you pay for the cat?
$50.
How old was the kitten?
6 weeks, exactly.
How long did you have it?
Almost 2 months.
In the 2 months that you had the kitten, did you have the kitten vaccinated?
It was vaccinated when
I
got it.
In the 2 months that you had the kitten, 6-week-old kitten needs vaccinations, did you take the kitten to the vet at all?
The girl I got him off of did. That was part of the reason why she charged me $50.
Just a second. Do you have the kitten's papers that she gave you to show you that the kitten was vaccinated?
She didn't give them to me.
Well, you're supposed to have a register of vaccinations that an animal has.
Uh-huh.
So that the vet who you take your animal to for a series of shots, because when kittens are little, just as when puppies are little, they need series of shots.
Right.
So you didn't, for the 2 months that you had the kitten, take the kitten to a vet?
No, I did not.
The answer is no. And you didn't have the kitten microchipped?
No.
That would also be a no. And you didn't have a collar on the kitten?
No, I did at one point, but it fell off.
You didn't have a collar on the kitten?
No.
The kitten got out one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you found the kitten?
Yes.
At some point you found the kitten. Do you remember on what day you found the kitten?
I think it was June 20th through the 27th, in that 7-day period for sure.
Okay, so around the same time it got out and got lost from their house.
Well, it was always outside.
You had seen the kitten before?
We watched it for multiple days in the street, outside, running around, and it even came in our house 2 times before we took it in, taking in groceries. We had presumed it was a stray.
Okay, so what you did was you ultimately kept it.
Yes.
And the first thing that you did was, according to you, take the kitten to the vet.
Well, no, that wasn't the first thing we did. We had the cat for a month before we took it to the vet. And in that month, we checked the paper, checking to see if there was any missing cat, anything in the paper about somebody looking for their cat. There was no signs in the neighborhood. After a month of having the cat in our home, we then got permission from our landlord to keep the cat, and we have that right here.
Okay, so you got permission to keep it.
And that was on July 27th, and then we took him to the vet.
Subsequent to that, you took the cat to the vet.
Yes.
And you had the kitten vaccinated.
Right.
And you had the kitten neutered.
Right.
And that cost you how much?
We have it here and his records. And he also had an additional visit for an eye infection. But the vaccinations and the neutering was $92.78. And then the eye infection was $67.
And when was the eye infection?
The eye infection was before the vaccinations and the neutering, and that was July 26th. That was the day before we got permission from the landlord, so.
Subsequently, the kitten got out of your house. Right?
Yeah, multiple times.
Did you have the kitten microchipped?
No.
Did you have a collar on the kitten?
No.
No. And the next thing you know, you see the kitten at her house.
Yes.
And when was that?
He went missing on October 6th.
So you actually had the kitten July, August, September for 3 months, and on October what?
6th.
6th. You saw the kitten in Miss Engel's window?
Before we found him in her window. So he went missing on October 6th.
Evening.
In the evening. Then the next day, because he always came back, I go outside with a baby, two diaper bags, trying to lock the door, and he had lived outside before we took him in. He was a scapegoat. He would try and run out. So he got out in the evening on October 6th, and October 7th in the morning, we made a missing cat poster, and we put them up in the neighborhood, along with knocking on neighbors' doors, asking if they had seen him. So then, when we got home from doing this, it was ironic, because as soon as we pulled in the drive, he was in her window.
The following day.
On October 7th.
Okay. And your lawsuit asks for the reimbursement.
Yes.
Of all of the vet bills that you paid while her cat was in your possession.
We had also paid for, since he is polydactyl, he has 6 toes on each of his front paws. And if you don't get those nails clipped monthly, the way that they grow angled into his other paws, the nails can cut into his paws. So we were getting monthly nail trimmings as well, and we have those receipts.
I'd like to see those.
Okay.
You never did that.
Not yet, no. He was still
not ever.
Not yet.
Not ever. They took very, very good care of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Much better care than you did.
No.
Much better. I'm telling you, just from what little you tell me, much better care than you did.
Okay.
You had no clue as to what this kitten needed. Did you personally trim the kitten's nails?
Not
the answer
yet.
Is no. Did you take the cat to have its nails trimmed? The answer is no. Did you ever take the kitten to the vet? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a list of the shots that the person who sold you the cat allegedly gave you? The answer is no.
Right.
So what I'm telling you is these people took very, very good care of your cat. Much better than you did.
I'm glad they did.
Much better than you did.
Okay.
So for that, you should say thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad he was in good hands.
That you should say thank you instead of suing them. With this ridiculous counterclaim you had for actual imputative damages for taking cat without permission.
No, that's not the counterclaim.
That's your counterclaim.
The counterclaim is just for one day of work to miss why I went to court.
She owes me money for lost wages from this whole ordeal.
Just for the one day.
Just a second. It's ridiculous. You have copies of the flyers you put up for your kitten when the kitten...
We didn't
just
put
a second.
No.
The answer is...
No.
No. And that would be because you didn't put up any flyers.
No.
Right. Now do you know that the kitten's nails have to be trimmed?
Oh,
every
yes.
Yes, you do know that.
Yes.
You have any receipts for your taking care of that for the month of October?
No, I have the receipt for when I purchased him.
I asked you a simple question.
No, I did not.
You got the kitten back over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every month that they had the kitten, they had the kitten's nails trimmed.
Okay.
And you said that you knew about that.
Yes.
My question to you is, show me where you had the kitten's nails trimmed in the month that you've had him.
I have not had it done yet.
You have not had it done. So when I say they were much better parents than you are.
Uh-huh.
But I have a reason. Who are you?
I'm her mother.
Great. You get it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Mr. Rowland, I would be remiss if I told you that after 35 years of judging, I've seen just about everything. But I've never seen an outfit like that for
court. Do you like it?
It's an odd look for court, Miss Rowland.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Zoe Maselli and Jonathan Versaskis say neighbor Jennifer Engel owes for vet bills and lost wages as the result of finding her lost cat. Jennifer is countersuing, also for lost wages.
Okay, you owe her $196, both of them. Judgment for the plaintiff. Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's
I wasn't
all.
Done yet. We had more. I'm sorry. I really
You have
apologize.
Lost wages. You have the vet bills and the lost wages. I'm not considering your lost wages.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's...
But we would really ultimately like the member of our family back in lieu of the money. We would prefer our cat.
Listen to me. I understand that that's what you would like. I can't do that. The cat was theirs. The fact that you were better parents doesn't give me the right to deprive her of her kitten because she purchased it. There's no question. It's a very unique kitten.
We had the kitten longer than she did.
I know,
and when
that's
we
not,
spoke that... with her, finding him in her window, we wrote her this letter the next day. I offered her the $50 that she claims to have paid for the cat. I said, I have it in my house right now. I can give it to you and take my cat back.
Just a second. You understand what her problem is? Her problem is, as much as you've become attached to this, she has a little girl. Her
we
little
have
girl.
A little girl.
Her little girl. Her little girl now. You'll find another cat. She's now on notice. I have a feeling if she's as remiss as a parent to this kitten, you might see it again. That's a possibility. And then if you see it again and it has not been microchipped and if it doesn't have a collar, you come back to me because now she's on notice. You have an animal, you have a certain responsibility. And if you're not going to spend the money to take care of it, don't have one.
Okay. We also have receipts for food and litter.
Goodbye.
Why does that excuse? You may step out.
I would have preferred to have gotten ownership of my cat back.
I'm happy. I'm so glad my daughter got to keep her cat.
He was a part of my family, and we strongly care for him, as you can see.
Doesn't matter. They shouldn't have taken it.
I hope that the cat gets out again.
I hope they move away.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Roland. Step forward.
18-year-old Charbelle Brown is suing her brother's ex-girlfriend, 25-year-old Quanika Roland, for breaking out the windows of both her cars.
Ms. Rowland, I would be remiss if I told you that after 35 years of judging, I've seen just about everything, every outfit. But I've never seen an outfit like that for
court. Do you like it?
For court.
Thank you. Okay, well.
For court. It's interesting.
Thank you.
But I thought I was at a Purim party. Do you know what Purim is?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Purim is. Mm-hmm. That would be a Queen Esther costume for Purim.
Never a costume.
It's an odd look for court, Miss Rowland. Anyway, this is what the case is about. Miss Brown, it is your claim that the defendant, who was your brother's girlfriend?
No.
Ex-girlfriend.
Don't speak to me unless I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're gone out of here.
All right.
And don't do that with your head either. It makes me dizzy. Broke the windows on your car. And she did that because she had a fight with your brother?
Yeah, argument.
Where's the brother?
He's incarcerated.
What was the night of the incident?
September 25th, 2014.
And you know the defendant?
Yes, somewhat.
You knew her from before September 14th?
No, not like that.
Had you seen her before? Is
yes.
My question. And they say knew. You knew she
yes.
Wasn't a stranger to you. How many times had you seen her before September 14th?
Two times.
How much prior to September 14th had you seen her those two times? Within a month, within 2 months, within 2 years?
I seen her in June.
Where?
At the hospital when she had my niece.
So she and your brother have a child together?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
So you saw her in June when your niece was born,
mm-hmm.
And?
I believe that was the last time I seen her.
You want to tell me what you observed on September 25th?
Well, she came over to get my brother to go and hang out or whatever they were doing.
Your brother was living with you?
No, he would just come over to my house to visit.
Were you at home?
Yeah.
So you saw her?
Mm-hmm. I saw him come and get him.
Tell me what happened.
So she came and got him and they left.
Who was taking care of the baby?
Me and my mother.
Had she brought the baby over to you?
Yes. She brought
okay,
the baby
so
over.
Babysitting.
My mother got the baby, yes.
Well, your mother was
yeah.
Babysitting. Okay, go ahead. So then they went out.
They went out, and then they came back maybe 3-4 hours later, and then my brother came in the house, like, and he said, she's crazy. Like, she want to fight.
You can't tell me what he said. So 3 or 4 hours later, he came home.
Yeah.
Not with her.
Well, she was outside still.
Did she take the baby?
We took the baby out to her.
And she took the baby and left?
No.
What happened?
I guess her and my brother were arguing, and we could hear them yelling, and then my brother pepper sprayed her, so... And then he came in the house, he was like, well, she wanted to fight, so I pepper sprayed her instead of fighting her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So I'm upset or whatever, and as I'm upset or whatever, she picked up the garden tool and tried to swing it at me, and that's how her window got broke.
You're an idiot.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charbelle Brown says her brother's ex-girlfriend, Quanika Roland,
broke out the windows of two of her cars. Quinica claims it was Charvel who broke her own windows.
Go ahead.
And so then we went outside and we were like, well, do you want some water? You need to flush your eyes. You want a towel? She was like, no, I'm going to kill him and blah, blah, blah. And so we were like, calm down. You don't need to be driving with the baby in the car. She was like, no, I'm going to kill him. And so my mom proceeded to get her phone and call her family or for someone to come and get her, you know, so they could drive her because she couldn't see. And then, like, she stayed there for maybe 15 minutes. And then she, like, jumped, I guess, lunged out the car and was like, I can see now. Tell him to come outside. He can come and fight me now. And then she was like, no, I can call whoever. And so then we
okay,
were like,
so that was an incident. Did she finally leave?
She left. Yeah, she finally left.
With the baby?
Yes.
And what happened later?
She came back with four gentlemen, and they ran up to our house.
Did you witness this?
Yeah, I seen them through the window running. And so my boyfriend ran outside, and he kind of ran up to him like, what's up? And they were like, tell Devontae to come outside. Tell him to come outside.
She or the men that she was with?
The men and her. They were all like, come outside. And so he was like, well, I'm not going outside. There's too many people out there. I'm not coming outside. And so my boyfriend was like, you guys need to leave. Y'all at my house. Y'all bringing this to my house. And so then they got mad. And so she went up to my white Chevy Cavalier with the wooden stick and proceeded to bash in my windows.
Did you see her?
I seen her through my window. My mom seen her through the front window. And so then we ran outside. Well, my boyfriend and my mom ran outside to meet with my neighbor, who then saw her break out the windows of my 92 Lexus LS400.
Who's the neighbor?
His name, Timothy.
But you didn't see that?
I didn't see that.
So you just saw her break out the windows
of the Cavalier.
Of the Cavalier.
Yes.
Now, with all of this, and she doesn't deny she was there.
Right. I have messages from her.
I read your statement. What I want to know is, where was the baby?
The baby, at the time...
At the time you went back with the men, whoever they were.
Oh.
Where was the baby?
She was at my house.
At your house with whom?
Huh?
Huh?
My mom.
With your mother?
Yeah.
Do you live with your mother?
No. I took my baby to my mom's house to drop her off when I came back with the dudes.
What did you drop the baby off for?
Because I was pepper sprayed and I was upset.
Upset?
Yeah.
So tell me the four men that you got to go back with you.
I came back with three men and my cousin. She was driving me and three dudes. It was not four men.
So three men, three dudes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
If you have high blood pressure like I do, many cold medicines may raise your blood pressure. Coracetin HBP relieves cold symptoms without raising blood pressure. Coracetin HBP.
Want to give your family more vitamins, omega-3s, and less saturated fat? Easy. It's Evie. Eggland's best. Better eggs.
It's Evie.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, can I see the bill for the Cavalier, please? Did you file a police report?
Yes.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Let me ask you this question, Miss Brown. I'm about to revise something that I said to you. Was the other car damaged the same night?
Yes.
Describe the damage to the other car, not the Cavalier.
Okay, the back window was broken out, and the two rear passenger windows and the passenger window on that side was broken out.
And I see the bill for that as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm listening.
As I said, the night that we came back, because I wanted to talk to him because he wouldn't come outside, her boyfriend and her were yelling, get that B from over here, B leave from over here, blase, blase. And my cousin was like, she was like, just talk to him if you want to talk to him. Because I wanted to talk to him. He still wouldn't come outside. So I'm upset or whatever. She picked up the garden tool and tried to swing it at me, and that's how her window got broke.
You're an idiot. The sad part about being an idiot is that you're an idiot with a baby.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,382. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
By accident, he drove over your bag. You called the police, and he says you embarrassed him.
Then, a flat-out lie.
My family witnessed the accident happen.
No one witnessed the accident.
Judge Judy.
We got into a bad altercation or whatever, and her windows came up broken, and she wanted to blame it on me.
She's always had anger issues from what I can see.
But I didn't do it. She did it herself.
They didn't come to talk. They didn't come to chit-chat. No one picked up any garden tools. All that was a lie.
I don't care about her. I don't care about none of this.
She's the typical stereotype of ghetto person. That's all she is a joke.